I've got a confession to make. I spent months building a course that nobody bought. Not a few weeks, months, hours I didn't have, carved out after long shifts on weekends, late at night when I should have been sleeping. I had the content all mapped out, modules recorded, landing pages up. And when I launched it, crickets. Not disappointing sales, not slower than expected. I mean actual crickets. The kind where you refresh your email and then there's nothing there, and then you refresh it again, there's still nothing there. Then you start to wonder if that checkout link is still even working. It was working. Nobody just didn't want what I had built. And here's the thing. The content wasn't bad. I thought the topic was legitimate. You know, I could speak about this. My credentials were real. The problem was that I built the whole thing backwards. I started with the product and not thinking about the audience. I assumed I knew what people needed instead of finding out what they were actually asking for. I didn't have a brand problem. I had a position problem. And I didn't know the difference yet. So you know what I did? I swelled my pride. I emailed my list, not a sales email, a poll. I asked them, what are you actually interested in? What are the problems that you're struggling with right now? What would you pay someone to help you figure this out? And then the answers I got back, it looked nothing like the course that I built. So if I had to rebuild my physician brand from scratch in 2026, knowing everything I know now, I would do it very differently than I did then and very differently than most physicians would do today. And that's what this episode is about. The sequence I wish someone had handed me before I wasted all those months. Based on what I watched work and not work inside the Bootstrap MD community. So let's get into it.
Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Why do most physician brands stall? But before I tell you what I would do, let me tell you what most physicians, or why most physicians stall. Because if you understand the diagnosis, the treatment plan actually makes a lot of sense. First off, they're too broad. A physician launches a brand and tries to help everyone. Help patients, help doctors, med students, healthcare executives, policy people, all at once. And here's the hard truth. When you speak to everyone, I've said this before, you speak to no one. Nobody reads your content and think, this is exactly for me. The most successful physician brands I've seen are almost uncomfortably specific. One physician, one audience, one clear problem. When I started really getting it is when I had physicians come up to me and say, you know what? You really understand what I'm going through in my brain. And that's powerful. Second, they're random. I call it the content mood board. Monday is a clinical pearl. Wednesday is a motivational quote. Friday is a podcast clip. Sunday might be pictures of your dog, but none of it connects. There's no narrative. There's no through line. It's just noise with a stethoscope icon on it. And third, and this one's subtle, but it kills brands quietly. No clear offer or offer at all. A physician, they build visibility. They get followers. They get downloads. They'll get some fans. Then nothing happens because the brand was never connected to a business outcome. There was no answer to the question, what do I want somebody to do next? Visibility without intention is just a hobby. And there's nothing wrong with hobbies, but if you're trying to build a business, you need a lot more. And that's exactly the mistake that I made earlier when I spoke about this course. I had visibility, I had content, but I never connected it in a way what people were actually willing to pay for. And that's where it becomes a business. So if I were building from zero, the first thing I would do is get clear on my positioning before I touched a camera, launched my microphone, or even wrote a single blog post. Positioning is three questions, and they're simple. But physicians, we're terrible at answering them simply. We're trained to be comprehensive. Positioning requires the opposite. Question number one, who am I helping? Not demographics, not physicians age 30 to 50. I mean, what specific person? Think of them, picture them in your mind. In what specific situation, with what specific frustration am I trying to help? Once you get to something like employed hospitalists who want to build a side business but feel paralyzed by the complexity, that's a who. Number two, what problem am I solving? And this is where most people get it wrong. They describe this solution. I teach physicians how to start a business. That's not a problem. That's a service. The problem sounds more like you want to build something outside of medicine, but every time you sit down to start, you end up going down a rabbit hole of LLCs and tax structures and website builders, and you never actually launched anything. So do you see the difference? One is what you do. The other is what's keeping them up at night. And the third, what makes my approach different? For me, the answer is I'm a practicing physician who actually did all this stuff. I'm not a business coach. I don't have an MBA. I didn't read a book about healthcare consulting. I'm not a consultant who's never had a charted note at 11 p.m. and then wake up at 5 a.m. to work on a landing page. Your differentiator doesn't have to be fancy. It just has to be real. It just has to be you. Because here's the thing about positioning. You can change it. You're not signing a contract, but you need to pick something to start with, or you'll spend 6 months thinking about it and never post anything. All right, now let's get to step two. Pick one platform, just one, not 8, 12, not 3, not LinkedIn and a podcast and email list, and maybe I should do YouTube too. One, you know I'm talking to you. Pick the platform where your audience already hangs out and that you'll actually stick with for 90 days. Consistency matters more than the platform. I'd rather you post on Facebook every Tuesday for a year than to be inconsistent on LinkedIn. But here's the thing nobody talks about. For a lot of physicians, the real reason they can't pick a platform isn't strategy. It's actually fear. Fear of being seen by your colleagues. Fear that you're attending from residency is going to see your LinkedIn post and judge you. Fear that your patient will find your content and think you're not serious about medicine anymore. I get it. Fear that the medical board is going to have a problem with you having a side business. Let's be honest about this. A lot of physicians have a fear of success. Not failure, actually, but success. Because success means visibility. And visibility means people are watching. And for physicians, people watching feels dangerous. We're trained in a culture where sticking your head above water gets it shot off. The fear is real. I'm not going to tell you to just get over it, but I will tell you this. The physicians who push through it and show up anyway are the ones building businesses that gives them option. The one who lets the fear winning are still sitting in the same spot a year from now, wishing they started. For me, it was podcasting. And nearly 4 years later, I'm still doing it. Because the platform that matters is the one that you're going to show up on. Full stop. All right, let's get to step three. Create content with a through line. This is where the content mood board that you have on your wall, that problem dies, because you're not going to post whatever you feel like anymore. You're going to post content that connects back to your positioning and leads to somewhere specific. So let me give you a simple framework I use. Every piece of content should do one of three things. One, identify the problem. Name the frustration your audience is having right now, not years from now, but right now. Make them feel seen. Two, teach them a principle. Share something useful that demonstrates your expertise. Not everything you know, just one thing. And then three, share results. Something that happened for you, for a client, for someone in your community. Evidence that your approach works. Identify, teach, share result. Just do it over and over again. That's that through line. Three focused posts a week built on that framework will outperform 7 random ones every single time. Your audience should be able to look at your last 10 posts and know exactly what you stand for, who you help, and how you think. If they can't, you don't have a brand. You have a social media account. All right, let's go to step four, building an email list. And this is the one where physicians always skip. Start with that email list early. I know it sounds boring. I know it sounds like 2015, but it works. Because social media followers aren't yours. LinkedIn changes the algorithm. Your reach drops overnight. A platform gets sold. It gets banned. Your audience goes with it. Your email list is the one asset that you actually own. You don't need anything fancy. A simple lead magnet, a checklist, a one-page resource, and a landing page. Not a 47-page ebook you spent 3 months on. Something useful that takes you an afternoon. Learn from my mistakes. Start small. Start now. And here's what most people don't tell you. The replies matter more than the open rates. When someone replies to your email and says, "This is exactly what I needed to hear," that person is telling you they trust you. That's a future customer. That's a future referral. That's someone who will buy from you when you have something to offer because you've already earned the right to ask. 10 people who reply are worth more than 1,000 people who scroll past. To stop chasing vanity metrics, chase conversations. Let's get to step five. And this is the one that actually changed everything for me. connect your brand to an offer. What do I mean by that? Well, most physicians build a brand, and then someday, eventually, maybe they get around to figure out how to make money with it. I've seen this time and time again. That's backward thinking. Your brand should be pointing towards a business outcome from day one. Now, that doesn't mean you got to sell in every email and every post. Doesn't mean you're slimy or pushy. It means you know where the road leads. After the course that nobody bought, I had to sit with a really uncomfortable question. Did I actually know what my audience wanted, or did I just assume? The audience answer was, I assumed. And everybody knows what assume means. I built what I thought they needed in the format I thought was best at the price that was fair. I never asked. I never tested. So the second time around, I did it differently. I talked to doctors. I asked what they're struggling with. I listened to the language they use. And then I designed an offer around that, not around what I wanted to teach. And that's the difference between a brand that stalls and a brand that generates revenue. One is built on assumptions. The other is built on conversations. So if you're just starting out, here's the simplest version. Before you build anything, get on 10 calls with people in your target audience. Ask them what they're struggling with. Ask them what they've tried. Ask them what they're paid for. They paid for it. Then build that. Not the thing you think is interesting. The thing they told you that they needed. So let me give you a real example. There's a physician in my community. Actually, there's a couple. There's an ER doc. They've been helping others figure out telemedicine on the side informally, just answering questions, just sharing what they learned. They had the knowledge, they had experience, but they were terrified to actually make an offer or even know that they even had an offer. It was the same fears that I just talked about. What will my colleagues think? You know, is it legitimate? Am I going to be to look like I'm selling something? I finally convinced them to make an offer. They started helping physicians transition into telemedicine with a real structure around it. They eventually helped one doctor build a near seven-figure telemedicine income who was eventually able to leave as our ER doc eventually. That's a life-changing result. That's the kind of transformation that other physicians would line up to pay for. Now those doctors' business, it's now an eight-figure company, all because they had the courage to make an offer. They didn't need to make a better website. They needed to make a bigger audience. They needed to stop being afraid of asking people to pay them for something that they were already doing for free. All right. Step six, use AI as a force multiplier. You know I'm a big AI nerd, and I want to be specific about what I mean because there's a trap here and there's a superpower here, and the difference is how they use it. So let me tell you exactly how I use AI in my content workflow. The episode you're listening to right now, I didn't sit down and write this script by scratch. Spoiler alert, I used AI to help me build it. But here's the key. I didn't say, write me a podcast script about personal branding and hit publish. That's how you get content that sounds like a robot in Scrubs who wrote it. Here's what I actually did. I actually started with AI and I gave it the concept, the rough structure, what I wanted to cover, gave me a first draft, and then I read it. And I tell it what didn't work. I would say, this section is flat. This opener doesn't sound like me. The part is too generic. And then I ask it questions. I had them ask questions on me. What could make this better? What questions should I be answering that I haven't even thought of yet? And then came back with a list of questions. And I answered them with my real stories, my real examples, my real experience. And then I rewrote it with all of that baked in. So that's the workflow. AI drafts a direct. You don't need to be a prompt engineer anymore, but you need to be able to ask questions, answer questions back. AI rebuilds, I eventually polish it. So the superpower is using AI as a collaborator, but it shouldn't be a replacement. It's like having a producer who never gets tired, who never gets offended when you're saying that's not good enough, and gets better the more specific you are about what you want. Now the AI is trained in my voice. It's listened to all of my podcasts. It's read all of my blog posts. But it's only as good as what you give it. You need to give it your stories, your voice, your opinions. That's the raw material. AI is a tool that helps shape it faster. Without the raw material, you really got nothing towards publishing. All right, final step. And this isn't a strategy, it's a survival skill. Protect your time. Most likely you're a practicing physician. You got patients, you got workshops, you got a life. Building a brand is a marathon. It's not a weekend sprint. I watch physicians burn out trying to do this everything at once. Post every day, launch a podcast, start a newsletter, build a course, network on five platforms. 6 months later, they quit everything. I did too. There were stretches when I was recording late at night, editing on my lunch break, writing emails in the parking lot before a clinic. It's unsustainable. And it made the work worse. It wasn't better. But here's what actually works. Choosing one platform, do 3 posts a week, 1 email a week, 1 hour a day. An hour a day for a year beats 10 hours a day for a month every time. Your family, your health, your sanities, those aren't things you sacrifice for a brand. Those are the reasons you're building one. All right, so let's put all this together. If I had to rebuild my physician brand from scratch in 2026, here's what I tell you. Number one, get your positioning clear. One audience, one problem, one differentiator. Number two, pick one platform and then show up, even when it scares you. Number three, create content with a through line. Identify, teach, share result. Number four, build your email list early before you think you need one. Number five, connect your brand to an offer based on real conversations, not assumptions. Number six, use AI as a collaborator, not a replacement. Help it draft, direct, feed it your experience, and then polish it. And then finally, number seven, protect your time. An hour a day beats a weekend binge. Seven steps. None of them require a huge budget. None of them require a team. None of them require you to quit your clinical job or sacrifice your weekends. But they do require clarity, consistency, and the willingness to listen before you build. So I told you at the top of the episode that I spent months building a course nobody bought. But that's true. Here's the part I didn't tell you about. After the crickets, after the embarrassment, after I stopped refreshing my email, I did something simple. I emailed my list. I asked them what they actually wanted. And the answers I got back became the foundation of everything I built since then. What you're listening to, that poll, that one email, when I stopped assuming and started listening, that's eventually what became Bootstrap MD. All right. So if you found this podcast episode beneficial, please share it with a colleague who's trying to build something outside of medicine. And if you want to go deeper or any of these frameworks, reach out to me at bootstrapmd.com or join Ann and I on our free school group, Doctors Online Success at doctorsonlinesuccess.com. You'll find like-minded physicians who are like me, are building something beyond themselves and really empowering themselves, their life, and their career. Remember, as a physician entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups and downs. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.